And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of June 3rd. This week in 1967, the song was released, and it was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day, as Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge, according to Bobby Gentry and the Ode to Billy Joe, released this week. And we will play it this show on Treasure Island Oldies. In other rock and roll news, Elvis received an A in language but only a C in music for his eighth grade results at Hume High School in Memphis, Tennessee in 1949. He graduated in 1953. In 1955, Buddy Holly and Elvis appeared together at an autograph session at a Lubbock car dealership. Jimmy Nicol substituted for 10 days on the Beatles' Australian tour as Ringo was hospitalized in England with tonsillitis this week in 1964. In 1970, Ray Davies from the Kinks had to fly to England from the United States to re-record the words cherry cola in the song Lola after the BBC refused to air it with the original words Coca-Cola. Janis Joplin joined Big Brother and the Holding Company this week in 1966. The Beatles auditioned for George Martin in London in 62 and signed a recording contract as a result with his label he ran, EMI Parlophone, in Britain. Gene Vincent performed his first concert at his hometown of Norfolk, Virginia, this week in 1956. In 67, the Monkees TV show won an Emmy Award for Outstanding Comedy Series. The Bobby Gentry Happiness Hour debuted this week on television in 1974. In 1986, Home Box Office aired the Fats Domino and Friends cable TV special with Jerry Lee Lewis and Ray Charles. Roy Hamilton was hospitalized with tuberculosis and had to retire in 1956, but he returned to performing a year later. Tony Williams left the Platters in 60. Gladys Knight appeared on the last Ed Sullivan Show in 1971. Graceland opened to the public for the first time this week in 1982. Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas made their U.S. TV debut on the Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1964. The musical Grease opened on Broadway this week in 72. High School Confidential, the movie with Jerry Lee Lewis, opened in 1958. Elton John's Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy became the very first album to debut at number one on the Billboard charts. Happened this week in 1975. In 69, Brian Jones quit the Rolling Stones. Bobby Darin made his Las Vegas debut, opening for George Burns at the Sahara Hotel this week in 1959. Tony Bennett played Carnegie Hall in New York City for the very first time this week in 1962. A sneak peek of the movie, Paradise Hawaiian Style, starring Elvis, was previewed in Memphis, Tennessee, opening 1 month later in 1966. The Doors documentary film, Feast of Friends, debuted this week in L.A. in 69. The South Texas Music Walk of Fame in Corpus Christi inducted Bill Haley this week in 2008. In the studio, Gary Lewis recorded Save Your Heart for Me in 65. Carlos Santana began recording Black Magic Woman in 70. Billy Swan recorded I Can Help in 74. Bill Haley recorded Shake, Rattle, and Roll in 1954. Don McLean cut Vincent in 71. Skeeter Davis recorded The End of the World in 62. The Clovers recorded Love Potion No. 9 in 1959. And Bill Justice cut Raunchy in 1957. Birthdays, Curtis Mayfield, born this week, 1942. Dan Hill turned 63. Eddie Holman, 71. Denise Williams is 66. Susie Quattro, 64. Boots Randolph, born in 1927. Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and Papas is 72. Gordon Waller from Peter and Gordon, born in 1945. Freddie Fender, born in 37. Ronnie Dyson, born in 1950. Bill Hayes is 92. Gary U.S. Bond, 78. Levi Stubbs from the Four Tops, born in 1936. Dean Martin, born in 1917. James Darren, singer turned director and actor, is 80 this week. Nancy Sinatra, 76. Boz Scaggs, 72. Bonnie Tyler is 64. Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night is turning 75. Jackie Wilson, born in 1934. Johnny Ace in 1929. And Les Paul, born this week in 1915. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of June 3rd. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com, and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.